This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the healthcare and technology channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Harsh Singh, co-founder of Afford a Scan, a website that empowers healthcare consumers to find high-quality scans at an affordable price. People can search for radiologists in their area, research their background, compare prices, and book an appointment all on one central website. Harsh, it's absolutely brilliant, and thanks for joining us today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks a lot, Eric. I'm excited to be here and excited to be here with your audience as well. Thanks thanks for making this happen.
Yeah, you're more than welcome, and I'm sure the listeners are excited to hear more too, because this is, just makes a lot of sense. So the idea behind Afford a Scan is pretty interesting. Tell us a bit about the company's background and what is it that you do.
Yes, Eric, pretty much, I think, beginning of 2013, it all started. I had actually taken my son to a local hospital here, and he was just tripping and falling down. I just wanted to make sure things were okay. So I took him to the local hospital for an X-ray and, a pat on the shoulder and, walked into the X-ray room in the hospital. And a month later, had a bill of $1,100 in my hand. Now, I don't know if you have a high deductible plan, but I have a high deductible plan of $5,000 deductible. And, similar to me, there are 70 to 80 million Americans who have a high deductible plan. And, all that $1,100 is that money that goes out of your pocket. And, folks don't realize that, but the variation in pricing that is there, you could go to an independent facility and that X-ray could cost you $40 to $50, or you could go to a hospital and you could spend $1,100, just like I did beginning of last year. So it started with that. My background, Eric, is I've spent last 8 to 10 years in the healthcare sector, and I worked for large insurance companies like Aetna and WellPoint, and I knew that the insurance prices varied. I understood that the variation was there and hospitals could negotiate better pricing with insurance companies, but I had no idea prior to me looking into Afford a Scan and starting this company that the prices varied so much. The realization that you could go 2 miles on either direction and pay $50 or pay $1,100 for that X-ray, or similarly, you could pay $300 for an MRI or pay $10,000 for an MRI going to a hospital, makes a lot of difference in today's day and age, especially when consumers have high deductible plans, just like I do, and 70 to 80 million other Americans do as well. So that's kind of how we got started, looked into that, realized there are about 100 million MRI CT scans that are done every year in this country. And there is no tool, there is no website, there is no way that consumers have today to be able to price compare upfront price of what they're going to pay. And the realization that, we all shop around for travel, we may change where we book a hotel for $10, where we might end up going, or, we use Expedia or Priceline, but it matters to us that, we can save $10 here. And I think folks don't realize they end up spending thousands more dollars, not having the ability to compare prices on healthcare. So I think that's why Afford a Scan is there today. That's how it was born. And, I'm just glad that we have the opportunity now to help a lot of consumers that earlier didn't have that capability to compare prices.
Like I said before, it's absolutely brilliant. Now, how does it all work?
Yeah, it's, we spend a lot of time and effort wanted to make sure, because it's patients and because it's healthcare, that it's extremely easy for people to be able to compare prices. So, you basically enter in the procedure that the doctor has prescribed. So if you have an MRI scan of the hip, so you say MRI hip without contrast, you say I'm in the city, I'm in New York, I'm in Washington, D.C., I'm in Philadelphia. And, you know, you tell whether you're going to pay cash or you're going to use your insurance plan. And comes back, there's a list of facilities that offer those scans and their pricing. So if you're using cash pricing, it'll give you cash pricing. If you're using your insurance, it'll give you an insurance price for your insurance plan. So absolutely use the insurance you have, or, you know, if you don't have insurance, use your cash pricing. But be aware of the pricing before you go get a scan because, you know, obviously if you've been to a hospital and you've gotten a scan already, then suddenly, you know, you're obliged to pay that amount. But, you know, we are really interested in helping customers and educating them that, you know, please price compare before you go and be cognizant of your financial health as much as we all want to be healthy. You know, it's important that we think about the financial aspect of our health as well.
How would you say that this benefits the healthcare consumer?
I think most importantly, you know, the fact that for the longest period of time, insurance was paying the amount, and only recently, I think in the last 3 or 4 years, it's the out-of-pocket cost for all of us have gone up with the high deductible plans with Obamacare, with healthcare, high deductible plans that are now available. Now, all these is pushing the cost of healthcare to the consumers. In that scenario, the real benefit here is you're able to know the prices up front before you end up going. So, you know, right now I think there are 50% of the scans that are done in hospitals. So if you think about it, you know, if the prices for hospitals is generally higher, if an MRI scan could be, you know, $3,000 or $4,000 in a hospital, you could be saving thousands, not hundreds, thousands for that MRI scan. So there are 50 million scans, if you would say, done in hospitals. Those 50 million patients or scans could be saving thousands of dollars across the country for every scan. And that's a huge saving. What we also do is we offer a view into the quality of the center. So healthcare is not all about cost. So we are very cognizant about giving consumers the information about whether it's a 3D MRI, the equipment quality, the radiologist subspecialty expertise. All that is information that's provided upfront to the patient and the consumer so they can make an educated decision. We want to make sure you think about cost, but we also want to make sure you think about quality. So you make an educated guess. So the real big difference here for the consumers is that they are able to now make an educated and an informed decision versus just going, you know, if you Googled and I want to get an MRI scan and, you know, you went to the nearest hospital, that's not an educated guess. That's certainly convenient. And we have tackled that convenience challenge as well. So once you look up the facilities, you just with your name and phone number, you can request an appointment online as well. So just sheer magnitude of cost saving, an informed idea about the quality of the facility where you're going, as well as, you know, with a click, being able to request an appointment online, are all the ways the consumers actually benefit from a service like ours.
Today we are with Harsh Singh, co-founder of Afford a Scan, a website that empowers healthcare consumers to find high-quality scans at an affordable price here on eHealth Radio's healthcare and technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Harsh, on average, how much can a person or family save on healthcare costs using Afford a Scan?
Yeah, I think on an average, you know, again, these are averages here, but on an average, you know, if a family ends up going for an X-ray or an MRI, for an X-ray, the saving ranges from about, you know, $600 to $800. For an MRI, the savings could range from $2,000 to $5,000. And obviously, it's going to vary based on, you know, how many scans the family ends up getting. But the saving ranges from high hundreds into thousands of dollars for a typical family over a year using a service like ours, assuming they require the radiology scans.
And do you think Afford a Scan and other companies that aid in transparent healthcare costs and consumerism can change the way our country provides health to its citizens?
Absolutely. I think, you know, we are going into an era where more and more cost is borne by the patients and the families. And, you know, there is a projection, I think, by 2016 that 50% of U.S. families will be having high deductible plans. So that's half of our population. And with such a large cost being borne by consumers, you know, if you're as a family having $5,000 or $7,000 deductibles, it's really not insurance anymore. It's catastrophic insurance. It's really plus $5,000 to $7,000 you'll spend out of your pocket, and then the insurance will cover some amount of money. At that point in time, you really need tools that can educate you about the cost, educate you about the quality, educate you about the choices. We cannot afford to be uninformed customers about our healthcare anymore. We are a part of that decision. Yes, we absolutely need to rely upon what our doctors tell us. We need to be aware about the financial health of us as families, us as a country. And I think it's also important to realize that the doctors that end up referring you to a certain imaging facility, they are not aware about the cost variation either. We had actually done a survey in that arena, and we found out that the doctors themselves are not aware of the price variation that exists when they refer you to a certain radiology facility. So it's extremely important for us to be educated consumers, and I think tools like ours and CostLight and others have the ability now to educate the patient, educate the consumers to make an informed decision. And certainly in that direction, you know, with an educated and informed decision, probably create competition. So hospitals may end up reducing the prices, and actually the overall cost of healthcare in the country comes down. We are very optimistic. There is a long road ahead of us. We have historically not price shopped for healthcare as consumers in this country. I think that is changing. We see an uptick in the utilization of our service and services like ours. And we are very optimistic that the country is heading in a direction where consumers are more informed, as well as we believe, you know, that may bring down the trend for the healthcare cost across the country. So very optimistic, very excited, looking towards a future where consumers can use tools like ours and others to save money.
Well, it certainly has been good to catch up with you and get up to speed about what a Fortescan can be doing, how helpful it can be, minimizing healthcare cost. Where can folks get more information and take advantage of a Fortescan online?
Yeah, please check us out on our website, www.affordascan.com. And certainly, you know, I'm always excited to talk to fellow consumers or folks who might be interested. So I feel, you know, feel free to contact me personally. My name is Harsh Singh. I'm the co-founder and the CEO of Affordascan. And you can also give me a call. My phone number is 203-376-1506. And I look forward to talking to you, and certainly look forward to you multiple folks utilizing our services and being informed consumers for healthcare. Thanks for this introduction, and thanks for this interview. I appreciate that.
You're more than welcome, Harsh, and thanks for taking a moment to be with us here as well on eHealth Radio.
Take care. Thanks again.
You bet. We've been speaking with Harsh Singh, co-founder of Affordascan, a website that empowers healthcare consumers to find high-quality scans at an affordable price. And once again, the website of reference is affordascan.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Healthcare and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.